Welcome to the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, California Brentwood Edition. I'm your host, Frank Array, with my co-host, Angela Pena. Hi, Angela. How are you?
Hello. I am fantastic. It is a new year.
It is. I'm excited about it. I can tell you are, too. It's going to be a good year.
Yeah. It's going to be an excellent year.
Yeah. Before we dive into what we're going to chat about today, how do you feel about 2024? Things going to be okay, real estate wise?
You know, we've had such a crazy ride the last 3 to 4 years that I think I'm really looking forward to what 2024 has. I had a great year in 2023, but you know, I think I'm looking to forward to like what we will be approaching in 2024. Who knows? There's a lot of variables, a lot of changes, and I'm excited what it might offer to some buyers as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be interesting, isn't it? Because we're projecting to see rates fall again, and property values have continued to go up even through 2023. I mean, not like the staggering numbers, you know, in the previous years of 19%, right. But mm-hmm. you know, 5-7% increase still. So value's doing okay. We still kind of have a little bit of a lack of inventory. Would you say that? Or do we still have a little bit of a lack of inventory? Okay.
Yes.
So we still got a little bit of a lack
very
of inventory.
Hmm. Very, very low.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we still got that low inventory and, you know, throw rates coming down and, you know, that might bring buyers out to start, you know, because the rates, you know, here's the thing is you might not think that a rate of 7 is that much difference than a rate of 5, you know, when it comes to buying a house, but boy, man, it really is a big difference. You know,
it really is. It makes a huge difference in your payment.
It does. It really knocks out a lot of people out of the buying pool. That 2% makes a big difference. And so,
right.
And they're projecting that these rates are going to get into the 5s again, pretty promptly through the year, you know, into the 5s. Heck, there's even some prognostication out there thinking by the end of 2024, you might even see the 4s again on interest rates.
Well, it will be interesting to see. It's always, real estate is always a wild ride. Mm-hmm. You know, real estate agents don't have a crystal ball. We kind of know what we've been through over the years. We know how the ebbs and flows of real estate work, but you throw a pandemic in there, you throw a recession in there, you throw a lot of different things in there. And of course it just switches everything up. I don't see houses dropping price-wise a ton, because we have such low inventory. People have low rates from 3 years ago or so.
Okay. So let's talk about the scenario of, okay, rates are coming down. Let's say, I won't be so bold as to say that. If rates do come down as projected, mm-hmm. right, into the 5s, mm-hmm. And if that does stimulate buyers to start hitting the street again, looking for houses, because now they can buy one, they qualify, mm-hmm. With a low inventory. So there's the possibility then, Angela, right, of we're looking at, gosh darn, that doggone multiple offer thing,
right?
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, right now we have been seeing multiple offers because of low inventory in the properties that are under 650.
So it's already there.
We have been seeing multiple offers. Yes. Mm. The last 6 months, because of low inventory, the rates haven't seemed to matter as much. We're just encouraging people, you know, get in where you can. It's not as crazy as it will be in spring.
Yeah.
So I tell buyers, you know, holidays are better because, you know, people are sleeping, decorating trees and enjoying family.
Yes.
If you choose to run against the, you know, the world and do the opposite, then you're going to have less competition, even though we are having multiple bids.
Exactly.
In different price points, right? Not in the higher price points. Those are sitting longer.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Good to know. So that's what we kind of wanted to talk about today was if we do find ourselves back in that little bit of a frenzy of multiple offers, right? If the number of multiple offers starts to increase again on the limited inventory that's available, strategies to, you know, as a home buyer, try to win.
Right.
We wanted to talk about this thing called an escalation clause that might be something to consider if you're writing an offer on a property. Can you explain what that means, how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, in the traditional real estate world, in which it has been for history, many years, you know, typically real estate is like an auction. You throw in an offer, you don't have any idea of what other people offer. And so in that regard, even in COVID, a lot of people were way bidding out other buyers just because of the competition, right? And then of course, a seller, that's going to really help a seller to be able to get, you know, the most money for, or most home for their money. So unfortunately, if you know of the escalation clause and you do use it, and it will allow you to possibly pay less for the house, because you can definitely offer X amount of dollars over a price. So an escalation clause is just a clause in which you can make an offer and then offer so much X amount over the highest offer. You can word it however you would like, over the highest conventional offer, over the highest cash offer. And so you don't have to go, you know, gangbusters all in the offer. You can offer what I would say, you know, maybe a little above list price if there's a lot of competition, but you would then offer X amount over the highest offer. You can have a cap on it. If you determine that you can't pay more than X amount, you know, you put all the details in there, but they do have to show you, you have to request, but they have to show you the offer in which that was actually higher than yours, in order to then, if you say 2000 higher, then, you know, they have to present that to you.
This is interesting. So what you're saying is, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'll try to put together like a scenario and guide me if I'm wacky here, because there's a good possibility I could be wacky here. But let's say I want to bid on a house. Let's say the list price is, for just pick a number, $500,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the listing price. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I'll pay up to $550,000 mm-hmm. for that one, right? Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is, with this clause, I could say, hey, I'm going to offer $500,000. However, I will pay $5,000, just picking a number out of my brain. For sure. I will pay $5,000 above any offer that's higher than mine, but not to exceed $550,000. Is that a viable way to write
Absolutely.
Something like that?
And you could be more specific as well. Let's say you're a VA.
Yeah.
You're an FHA. You know, typically the competition has to be within that same realm or lower, right? You know, you can offer, I usually say, like, let's just say $2,000 more than the highest conventional offer. Because if I'm not cash, typically cash is going to win anyway.
Right.
So, you know, you can go as detailed as you would like. And you know, the more people that are more aware of this escalation clause, I think it's going to actually, you know, not get sellers the highest dollar, because we don't have to go as high as just choosing a number.
Just some blanket number, you know, right. I'll give you a 575.
Yeah. You know what, if you are a really solid top agent who really knows your stuff,
yeah,
then you're going to know of this escalation clause, versus, you know, history where people are just picking a number out of the sky, or, you know, they're just trying to get the best price, especially listing agents in general. You know, of course they want to see those high numbers. So, but this is a way to say, I'll give you this amount, but I will pay, you know, maximum, you know, $850.
Yeah.
And I will go 2000 over the highest with the proof of the actual offer you have.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you could say specifically over the highest conventional offer, or what have you. So you can be real specific about it. I find that pretty cool. I think that's a pretty interesting. See, you know what? This is why buyers really need to work with a savvy agent like you, Angela. And I'm saying that to be kind of funny, but I'm dead serious, right? Because you know, a lot of agents might not even know of this or know of this strategy, or in which case, you know, working with someone like you now, okay, I'm willing to pay more, but I don't have to make the sky the limit, right? I can buffer that or govern that, you know, accordingly. And I have my limit where I'll, where I'll go, but you might not even have to hit the limit. You in that scenario that I laid out, max algo is 550, list price was 500. I might pick it up for 530.
Right.
You know,
just honestly from experience, you know, this is what I do. This is how I offer for my clients. Of course, you know, as a real estate agent, as a buyer's agent, my job is to serve them, to offer them all their options, and then allow them to choose what, how they would like me to present their offer. But this is how I have been working for several years. I do have great success often on a client's first offer of getting them in contract. And that is typically because, you know, I offer a lot of knowledge and wisdom from past, and all agents are not the same. I have agents that are buyers that come back to me. They're working with another agent and I promise them keys in which, if they're motivated, they have to be motivated to listen to the wisdom. And so, you know, I have it all the time. People say, okay, you promised me keys. Let's do this. I've been looking for 6 months. And I say, okay, let's do this. And last experience, just a few months back, by that evening, I had them in contract. Wow. So it's something very different. You know, there again, if you are looking for a real estate agent, you know, it's just not the wisest thing to go with anybody or the family friend or the new son-in-law who's doing real estate.
Right.
They don't really know how to get you the best deal.
Right. Yeah, good stuff. Well, I think we just close this up here. What's the best way for someone to, first of all, Angela, you're based in Brentwood, but you service a pretty large area. So what's the area, the radius or whatever that you service?
You know, honestly, I can service anybody in California, anywhere.
Okay.
I can also service referral clients out to other, my brokerage around the world. So I can assist you if you are transitioning out of state.
Gotcha.
So in any location, I can definitely assist you.
Okay.
So I'm located in Brentwood. I am a top agent and a new home specialist as well. And so I can help you with all deals in all locations with every house. So,
well, I think they need your phone number, Angela. What would that be?
925-437-4568.
Mm-hmm. So that's 925. Let's just make sure, if they're listening on audio, I want to go slow. 925-437-4568. That's the number. Okay, great. Angela Pena. And you are with Realty One Group Elite, just to be clear. So that's why you have that worldwide presence where you can help people around the world, which is pretty neat. Pretty cool. Well, Angela, thanks so much for teaching us about that. That it's a very interesting thing to know. And if you're a home buyer and you're thinking to yourself, man, I think these multiple offers are going to get hot and heavy again, Angela is obviously the person you want to work with to make sure you get your offer, give your offer the best chance of getting accepted on a house that you find. So thanks, Angela. Thanks for sharing
really
the stage with me.
Again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sharing the stage once again, off to a fresh start, 2024. We'll be back again here soon on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, California Brentwood Edition, with myself, Frank Array, and Angela Pena. And we'll catch up with you guys later. Do us a favor, guys. If you're listening and you enjoy this, share it with somebody. Forward it. Share it. And you can subscribe as well. We would love that. So with that, you guys have a great one. We'll catch you later. See you guys. Bye.